We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you.
Surprised Kanye didn't perform at the halftime show during the All-Star game. Once again, I got my fill of Chance the Rapper. He was everywhere.
Chance the Rapper's from Chicago.
I'm aware, but so is Kanye.
Neither is not DJ Khaled.
No, DJ Khaled just finds himself at any opportunity.
Except the halftime show.
There she is. There she is. Look. See, I wasn't the first one on this. Oh, see.
Oh, no, everybody was talking about her anthem. Everybody. She's just lucky it wasn't Fergie level. You know?
Hey.
Fergie was getting mocked on the court as it was happening. Was it 2 years ago or last year? I think it was 2 years ago.
But they want you here. And I get it from this extent. They want you to be original with a 200-year-old song.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know me, anthems in sports, first of all.
Oh, look.
Yep, there she is, Fergie.
Oh, say.
Yeah, she was like trying to make it like a club song.
The remix.
Oh, say boom, boom, boom. Can you see?
Boom, boom, boom. Man, yesterday was a long day for me. I went up to Jupiter yesterday, boys. Watched the old start of spring training for the Fish.
But that's by your house.
Yeah, but it was still long. You know what?
They
had a weird setup yesterday. It was so stretched out. Like they talked. I didn't get to hear Michael Hill's press conference, which I'm sure was riveting. But I tell you who was riveting.
Who?
The Shermanator.
Yeah.
Bruce Sherman was swaggering yesterday.
Yeah, he hasn't talked.
He doesn't talk. He talks like once a year. He talks like once a year, but you know, I was talking to one of the reporters there, and he said, like, last year he was like Ricky Bobby, I don't know what to do with my hands. And this year he was coming out firing. He goes, we have a championship product. You know, we expect fast improvement. We're going to sign everybody when we need to sign them. You know, he was like, cheating was bad for baseball. I mean, he was bringing out the hose. I liked it.
Right.
Shermanator instilled confidence. Right. It was like, oh, because I don't know where Jeter was. Jeter wasn't available yesterday. So Shermanator was top dog who got to talk. Mattingly's already kind of done it. He's talked several times. He talked at FanFest. He's talked when pitchers and catchers reported. So, you know, Mattingly, you know, gave the whole thing where he's like, you know, it's time to make a jump. He did have one line that I want to get to later as far as what he expects from the Miami Marlins. But I thought the star of the show yesterday was Bruce Sherman. Bruce Sherman going out there, he seemed like he had his golf cart going on. He had his Marlins vest. He was decked out in his gear. He kind of actually was walking around like he owned the joint. I don't know if that was a product of no Jeets being there or what, but Sherman was feeling himself yesterday, Leroy.
Right.
He was like, oh, we're... vast improvement. He started.
I don't
talking.
Know when he said championship team. Like, and here's what. See, I look at that differently. You know what I mean? People say, "Oh no," they think. No, I would say when they say something like that, they just mean they're competitive all over the field. Like,
right.
They feel that they have guys that could compete and maybe have a chance. They know, like, and a lot of teams think that. And as the season goes on, the questions become, are you going to make the moves where in the positions where it didn't work out? I don't think the Marlins are there yet.
He also hosed down Loria, which was cool. I like that.
Really?
Yeah, he goes, the pass management is relevant. Doesn't matter. They interfered with management. We're not going to do that. We trust our management here. I was like, all right, Sherm.
Right.
Look at you.
Pass regime is irrelevant. When we closed October 2017, it was irrelevant. We made some choices. They were interfering with the day-to-day management. We continue to do what we do. We trust in our employees, the management. They're the baseball experts. We let them do what's necessary to win. No emotion, just business. So I think we've come a long way in the last, only been 27, 28 months. I think we've come a long way. We want to gain the fan support. We want the people from Broward County to give us support, from Palm Beach County to give us support, not just Miami. We want everybody to become Miami Marlin fans. Florida is a wonderful state, and we need the support of the fans. You can come here for $10 to a baseball game. You can have a beer and a hot dog for $10. You got to come out to the game. Everybody that I talk to is a fan. When they come to the game, have an incredible experience. They just love being here. They love being at the baseball game. And we're doing everything to make those baseball games exciting throughout all 162 games, and especially the 81 at home where we have control of the environment.
Telling you, the Sherm, he was bringing the heat yesterday, Leroy, and that's a good move by him because you remember last year Jeter was like, focuses on Miami more so than Broward or Palm Beach. No. The Sherm's letting everyone know he's doing the make good. Let me sweep the blanket over all of South Florida.
Coconut Grove. Yeah, and all,
it is a haul, though. I'm not going to lie. It's not that much. I mean, honestly, if you're a Heat fan, it's not that much of a haul. But, look, the Heat are just giving you more of a guaranteed entertaining product. That's all. You want to see the Marlins get to a point where they are entertaining every time you go to home. And, you actually see, what are you talking about? Guaranteed? Do you not know all the things that we have added to this team this year? First of all, we like to call this the swing year. Year three of the groundskeeper, Brian Anderson, bringing his rake into the batter's box, bringing his hose into the arm. Plus, we got jumping for Matt Joyce. Did you not see Matt Kemp out there yesterday? The temperature is rising. Going out there, teaching the young bucks. I said the temperature is rising. This guy, a perennial all-star, brings a veteran presence to the locker room. Going to show these boys what's done on the big stage. Big star, Matt Kemp. Not only that, you got Jesus Aguilar, former all-star, lots of former all-stars. I'm seeing stars. No further questions, Mean Gene.
If I could just back you up a little bit.
Yeah.
In order for a veteran to show a young player how to play the game, the young player still has to have talent. For example, let me give you an example. Chris Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Supposedly teaching Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Passing it down, the wisdom.
But.
Old CC.
If Chris Carter was teaching Johnny Lunchmeat, Johnny Lunchmeat's still going to be Johnny Lunchmeat.
Yeah, but at least Johnny Lunchmeat's going about his work the right way. You know, that's important. You can't just be waltzing around the clubhouse doing whatever you want.
Let me explain something to you. Have you ever, when a team has not been good, said they aren't very good, but they handle their business like professionals?
Nobody cares. Nah, people care. Oh. Like I was watching yesterday, I saw a little interaction in the clubhouse between Matt Joyce and Brian Anderson. I was like, oh, look at that. The old vet teaching Brian Anderson things about consistency. Not that Brian Anderson isn't consistent as it begins. I mean, this guy's a good player. It's just he ended his year getting hit in the hand with a baseball. We love the groundskeeper. But that doesn't mean that he's too big to go out there and pick the brain of a guy who's been there, been in playoff races, has been there, done that. That's big deal. That's why we call him jumping for Matt Joyce. Okay, you don't go out there and you talk to the groundskeeper Brian Anderson. Where's my music? Where is my music? You don't go out there jumping for Matt Joyce and you just go out there thinking you're gonna stay quiet. No, he's got things to say. He's got wisdom to pass down. That's why he goes and tells Brian Anderson how to keep consistent. No further questions, Mean Gene. It's important. I think it's important. Important, Leroy. A lot of expectations from management this year.
No, there's not.
Oh, wrong you are, sir. Wrong you are. I don't know if you know about the show. Have I hit headlines yet? No, sorry, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I gotta tell you, I was so excited for baseball. Leroy, there's nothing quite like spring training. You know, the crack of the bat, PFPs, love PFPs, pitcher fielding plays. Love a fungo. I love a fungo. Go out there, Robbie. You know, you got to turn two. What a time to be alive. New runner situations. Juan Pierre's out there. Oh, I love Juan Pierre.
Is he rolling ground balls?
It's pretty amazing that baseball, there's a lot of standing and watching during camp. Right?
I felt like they've done it better. There's no wasted energy. That, you know what they do? This is a crazy thing. Revolutionary. Two coaches hitting fungos at the same time.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they do left side of the infield and right side of the infield, Robbie, at the same time.
Efficiency.
Yep. We call that efficiency, Leroy. Then while they're doing that, you got a couple of fungos in the outfield practicing some pop flies. Oh, what a time. Then on the other field, they're doing nothing but PFPs. Pitcher fielding place. A little long toss.
Man.
You don't know how much bonding is done during long toss. Look,
baseball is the slowest sport out there, right? You got to be pot committed to baseball.
Is it sort of golf?
I would say golf.
No. Because here, when you watching golf on TV, somebody's always hitting a shot, and you're always getting a situation or circumstance of that shot.
Whatever, man. It's slow,
you always have action or an idea of what's going on. Baseball, you can't go to something else. You just got to rely on the stupid stories that the play-by-play and the
don't call them stupid.
What? I'm calling the story stupid.
Why? It's rude.
No, they're not. That's what they do to waste time.
Seems very disrespectful to Hollinsworth.
Oh man, this Myles Garrett Mason Rudolph thing.
I thought you were gonna finish your point about the baseball.
It's just slow.
Oh.
What the hell? Like they have to tell stories. Golf is slow. Granted, golf is slow. You can take a good nap during golf and not miss anything.
Listen, I love a good golf nap. I don't know what makes you fall asleep easier. Third quarter of Dolphin games or golf?
No, golf, because they go,
Tiger Woods is not prepared.
And the little birds in the background.
Oh, the ambiance.
Wait, it's always no. And then there's always one jackass
in the hole.
Yeah, somebody say, I remember when they were playing. Wait, what was Bronson Sausage? Like, so they just yell random stuff.
What do you got for headlines, Robbie? Let's get the people some things.
How about the Panthers?
How about them Panthers, huh?
A nice road.
How about Bobrovsky, huh? He got the shovel last night. You know what the shovel is?
Shutout?
No.
What? Only gave up less than four goals?
He did give up less than four goals.
How many did he give up?
Three. But one was late. It didn't matter. It was already in the bag.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. He got the shovel. You know what that means?
No.
That's the team MVP for the game. They gave him the shovel, and he says, hey, everybody, let's keep this going, eh? I was like, yeah, let's keep this going, Bob. That's my guy.
Hey, you want me to tell you what they said? Has a lot to do with you, Bob.
No. They know. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think they know it doesn't have a lot to do with him. And so he went out there yesterday. Can you get this, Robbie? The Bobrovsky getting the shovel? Because this was a big moment. I think that Bobrovsky has the right attitude. Because he was after the game and he was talking about, listen, we have to go out. We have to have fun. You have to go and focus. That's the big thing. Focus, fun, fungo. Oh, wait, that's baseball. Very exciting. What else you got, Robbie, for headlines? We'll get Bobrovsky later.
Well, I gotta tell you, this is him wanting to maintain his level of play.
Yeah, same. It's just one moment, one shift at a time. You know, we had a good game tonight. We had fun, and we move on. And tomorrow is the next day, and you have to be focused and just work and make sure that you do your best to help this team.
Just to be clear, Robbie, that was shift
and focus.
And focus.
Yeah.
Shift and focus. He's keeping it clean.
He only lets it loose when you interview him.
That's everybody. Everybody. And then he has the audacity. I said, hey, you know, I always ask him, how's this guy? you know, how do we have to worry about, you know, dump buttons or anything like that? No, no, no. He's a good guy. Beep. You got DC to cuss.
My bad. Sorry.
And you wear it like a badge, which is even worse.
I don't wear it like anything. It just is what it is.
Then why do you smile?
It makes me happy. It's good content. The content overall.
Yeah. You want to hear some action?
What? Of course.
So, the sports books have put a bet out there, the over under for total amount of times the Astros will be hit this year at 83.5.
Wow.
Over.
That seems like
a lot.
Well,
I think I would need to read the fine print first. I wonder if is it all intentional or is it just hit by pitches in general?
Well, how can you determine?
Yeah. You can't determine. Over.
Over 83.5 for the season.
Oh, how often? We should probably find out from statistics, like how often is a team hit? Like, what was the leader last year?
Every other game?
I remember the Mets. I think I saw something that the Mets got hit like 96 times last year or something like that.
Over.
Yeah, it would go over then.
Yeah.
If the general consensus is how often your hit is almost 100 times.
Keep in mind, and then sometimes you have the close guys, they get hit a lot. Like, the most of guys that hit was like 30 times.
Greg Biggio, he's the ultimate leader.
What was the over under?
83.5.
Okay, 83.5. So that would have put, if they hit the over last year, that would have put them top three in Major League Baseball. Last year in batting, the Mets got hit 95 times, as you said, Robbie. Cincinnati 89, Oakland 87, Cubs 83.
No, but what I'm saying is that if you look at those teams, they usually have one guy who stands over the plate and gets hit a lot.
Yeah, like Derek Dietrich got hit a lot.
Right,
when he was on the
Marlins. Right.
Oh, yeah, that was his thing.
So
his
if
giant
you,
elbow
if
pat.
You check, who's a close talker? Who's over the plate? Who's hovering? Who's all up over the plate? Those guys get hit, you know, probably if one guy gets hit 20, 30 times, who's what player got hit the most? No, I'm saying number-wise.
I'm looking.
These are not in the modern era. Like this guy Hugh Jennings from 1896 is the all-time leader in a season with 51 times. But if you want to go more modern, Brandon Guyer in 2016 got hit 31 times. Anthony Rizzo got hit 30 times.
See what I'm saying? So 30 times.
No, Biggio 34, 97.
The leading guy last year who got hit 19 times. Alex Gordon on the Kansas City Royals.
Last year was 19 times only?
19 times. Yep.
Wow.
Shin Soo Chu, he had 18.
He hovers.
Mike Trout, 16.
Ooh. He's pretty close though. These are guys that you know what I mean. Like, holy smokes!
Yeah, Rizzo had 30 in 2015. Anthony Rizzo, and he gets hit by pitch a lot. I heard of that.
Yeah, but that was his rookie year, wasn't it?
And in 2019, he got hit 27 times. Yeah,
there you go.
All right, big money for Derek Jones Jr. rolling in after winning the dunk contest. We'll tell you about that next.
15 minutes.
Da, 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 da. Oh, 15 minutes of heat here for you on the ticket. Pretty quiet and all on Heatland as
good old
everybody
break.
Got some time off.
Got
That's
the
good.
All-star break. I saw that Jimmy Butler was Instagram from somewhere tropical yesterday. Much deserved break.
Here's the most important thing, because this is go time.
Go time.
Who's healthy?
Yep.
Who's healthy? Because whatever you think the shortcomings are of this team, and you know, we all have our questions about who can do what.
Right.
The fact of the matter is when they're all healthy, Spo does a pretty good job of figuring out how to use everybody.
I think the big concerns right now are Tyler Hero and Myers Leonard. I know that Ira told us before he hit the All-Star break that Tyler Hero looks like he's going to be good to go right as the All-Star break is over. And I know
Myers is going to be banged up for a while.
It looks like Myers is going to be out for a while, yeah. Like a big fella had a bad ankle sprain, so he looks like he's going to be out a little bit. I would say, I mean, of the two, Tyler Hero is obviously the more important piece. So it's good that he's going to be more healthy or going to be healthier quicker. The thing that's interesting, I think I saw some quotes out from, I think it was Ethan who who put out that he initially thought that he was going to be out to the playoffs, Tyler Hero, with a foot injury.
Really?
Yeah, and I was actually listening to Windhorse podcast because, you know, that guy's turned over a new leaf. And
don't even look at me when you say this. Don't look at me. A bit. Windhorse?
Windhorse did an interview with Tyler Hero, and Windhorse did say that he was in a walking boot when he interviewed him. So I don't know. I know walking boots sounds a lot worse than it is sometimes. It's just to kind of keep everything stabilized. But it's never good to have a walking boot on, right?
Like what they do is they do a lot of stuff with the boot just to stabilize everything. It's not even like it doesn't work as a cast or nothing. It just so you don't put any more pressure on it.
Just keeps it in place. Right. So yeah, those are the big injury concerns. I mean, Jimmy, Bam. I mean, they're not, they're not going to be guys who are they're going to be guys who are going to be looked upon for a lot of minutes. I think Jimmy is going to be a little bit fresh. They didn't play a lot in the All-Star game, which is great. I don't think they're going to get. I mean, it kind of stinks. Like they really got to make the most of these 2 days because I think they're back at practice tomorrow.
Right.
But you know, you got to live it up. Go live it up the how you can. Go find yourself a tropical hammock, you know. Get yourself some protein Mai Tais, and you know, get ready. Get ready for the home stretch. It's that's what we got to look forward to. Shout out though, this was cool. This was cool news yesterday, Leroy. Derek Jones Jr. He got a shoe deal with Puma after winning the dunk contest.
Right. How so pissed is Aaron Gordon?
Oh, he's got to be so. I mean, I don't know if Aaron Gordon has a shoe deal or not, but I mean, I don't know. Who's the last time? When's the last time anybody ever told you I want some Gordons? So I don't know.
Air Gordons.
I mean, but I'll wear me a couple airplane modes. I'll tell you that much. Airplane mode's a cool shoe.
Hey, what is your vertical? 2.5 inches?
I don't know. Let's see. Ready? That's about as high as I can go.
Really?
What is that, like a 3?
Yeah. Can you touch the rim?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's a good question.
I can touch the rim.
I think I can touch the rim.
Right.
Zazzo can't touch the net.
Hold on. Let's back this train up. Come again, Robbie.
I can touch the rim.
No, I can't.
How tall are you?
Definitely not touching the rim unless you're wearing some sneakers, first of all.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it with Crocs. No way.
I would like to call BS on that and give you a -1 for lying to these people of South Florida.
-1.
Right?
You know what?
I've seen you walk. There ain't nowhere in hell you jumping. No.
No?
You think he could touch the rim?
I don't know. He surprised me with some of his athleticism. First of all, he's got a sneaky hose. When we've gone to archery, he's the only one who hit the target.
Twice.
So... You know, the packaging may not be what you expect. Robbie's got some sneaky skills to him.
They used to call me Big Hops Bob.
Oh my god.
You don't believe that yourself.
I don't care. Take a point.
No way.
Point for Robbie.
Big Hops Bob.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. There was this – I don't know what to call this, Leroy, but this was a tweet from a gentleman who covers the Toronto Raptors. His name is Eric Corrine, and he is the co-host of the Raptors Reasonableists pod. And people – you know, I always get clickbaited on this stuff because, you know, I love going on Heat Reddit. I like going to HeatNation.com because – they don't miss a beat. Like, these guys, anytime there's a salacious Heat thing, they're on it. But sometimes they...
Swing and miss?
No. What I would like to say, they overdress it a little bit.
They throw cheese on it.
Yeah, that's why I like them. And you can see you can see why I like this publication. You know, some of you guys, you'll go to the old Reliables. Listen, I'll do my homework. I'll read Ira. I'll read Anthony Chang, Tim Reynolds, all that stuff. Ethan and all that great stuff, but sometimes I like a little fluff, so I go to the Heat Reddit and I go to HeatNation.com because I like the simple blogs. They're a good aggregate for like stuff that gets tweeted. So this is what they tweet. All right, they tweet or they post on their website, report, Jimmy Butler was angry about not playing in the fourth quarter of the All-Star game. Report. So I was like, oh, all right, let's see what this is about. So it takes me to this tweet of Eric Kareen, who's a Raptors reporter, and this is what he says. Two main observations. One, Jimmy Butler is definitely the angriest, the player angriest about not playing in the fourth quarter. Two, great move by Vogel to A, play LeBron banana boat buddy Paul over Westbrook, and B, subtweet the Rockets with said decision. So I don't know if he really knows Jimmy Butler was angry or if he's just assuming Jimmy Butler was angry. I don't know.
Right.
Seems a little bit strong to call it a report.
Well, that's kind of what you do. You make a lot of assumptions and come to conclusion. Really?
I'm a journalist. You know, I'm a journalist. You know,
really?
Yesterday.
Wait.
What?
Giannis and Bam shake hands.
Yeah.
And you go into whale antics.
You have a new picture?
No.
Something new?
You know what the hell I'm saying.
Something new came out?
So.
Mm-hmm. What did you see?
I didn't see nothing.
No, you saw something. What happened?
No, I didn't see nothing. What happened? I'm just saying. You see something like that and you go, you know, crazy.
Do you think that Jimmy Butler would actually, didn't Jimmy Butler skip the All-Star game? I just can't imagine him being angry about not playing in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think the fourth quarter of this past All-Star game, I think Jimmy Butler was a little bit jealous that he wasn't playing it because that was very physical. Bodies are thrown to the floor. That's a Jimmy Butler.
I mean, Kemba Walker was stinking up the joint. Maybe they could have used a different
guard. Yeah, they had Bozo Nick Nurse.
I'm not
saying. Didn't make any subs in the fourth quarter.
I mean, I know Jimmy Butler came out there in the first quarter and he was kind of kicking it all over the place, but who cares? Like, I mean, you know, Kemba Walker's going out there. He's Brick City. Maybe give Jimmy Butler a shot.
They couldn't make a field goal. Like I know you didn't watch the game, but they basically had one made field goal in the fourth quarter. It was just a slugfest. It was Embiid, Giannis, Siakam. They left his Raptors bros in there.
Do you think that Nick Nurse kept Jimmy Butler intentionally away from Giannis because he didn't want them to build chemistry and thus taking over the Eastern Conference?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. That makes perfect
Interesting.
Sense.
Interesting. So Nick Nurse is trying to sabotage chemistry between Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, thus not playing them very much together in this game. It's an interesting theory, Robbie. This Nick Nurse is a bastard. First of all, he sabotaged the Heat this year by playing Kelly Olynyk and making him on Team Canada and letting him think he was a point guard. That ruined Kelly Olynyk's knee, basically eradicating his first half of the season. And now he's trying to cut off the wailing of Pat Riley, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo's Cruton of the Greek Freak. I don't like it. This is Nick Nurse. It may have to come down to a fist fight between him and Spo.
I don't think Bam played a whole lot either.
No, Bam only played, I think, like 12, 13 minutes. He did start the second half. So he was trying to get Bam minutes there. But, you know, it's not those crunch time minutes where you really could share a moment for life. Like, who's going to remember you guys winning the third mini game against against Team LeBron?
Are you saying you don't like the format?
I'm fine with the format. But what I'm saying is it's more memorable to win the final quarter than it is to win the third quarter. So Nick Nurse was trying to take away a moment moment for life from Jimmy Butler and Giannis because he doesn't want those guys, you know, kind of getting googly eyes at each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got
it. He's kind of like, you ever try and go hit on a woman at a club, but she's got the old lineman as a blocker?
Try and
make sure there's no fireworks. If she,
you guys are idiots. No game.
Nope.
Here's what you do. Okay, I'm gonna give you guys old school, Leroy, how to get the hot girl.
Very old school.
Be friends with the linebacker.
What are you supposed to do? Get her.
Buy her a drink. What's up? Hey, come over here. What's going on? How you doing? Right.
I don't know.
Because then
put up.
All you need to do, that's what? What does Pat Riley say?
There are no obstacles.
All I need to do is get in the door.
I don't think that's what he says.
There's no obstacles.
Wait.
Well, there are tons.
A meeting at the table.
Oh, you're saying just get in the room?
Get in the room.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're doing. You getting in the room.
Yeah,
you can't look. Yeah, you can't look at the ugly friend.
All right, but
and just not pay attention.
All right, but I've also been down this road before, where you go down that move, and then sometimes you end up with the lineman.
No. That's hard times, Daddy. No, that's settling.
It's not settling. It's just sometimes the alcohol does what it does.
At that point, the damage is done, my friend.
Stay focused.
It's hard.
Focus.
Sometimes you get deterred.
Come on, man. That's why you ain't got no game. You ain't have no game, right?
I think I have fine game.
Right. Well, what? Look.
Look, you're the one who does. Hey, first of all, you're the one who you fall for these traps. You don't buy your wife Valentine's or Mother's Day presents anymore. You're like, nah. You're like, hey, what do I have to do that for? She's not my mother. I was like, what are you, crazy? I'm telling you, it would go, especially that you have had this policy for your entire life. Man, would it go a long way.
What?
This policy of not buying Mother's Day gifts or Valentine's Day gifts.
No. I buy a Mother's Day gift for my mother.
No. You know what I mean. I mean for Mrs. Horde.
Valentine's, I treat my wife excellent.
Mm.
No, I do.
All right.
I do. Like, I don't... Look, see...
What'd you buy? The big card?
No. The big card. The big jumbo card. Ooh, that's thinking outside of the box this year.
Bro, you know if you got the big jumbo card, you were definitely last minute.
Right.
I mean, why don't you just scream, hey, I just got this on the way home.
What about the roadside flowers?
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Yeah, if you got some tire smell to your flowers, she knows. She knows. You done blessed.
But no. I do all that stuff, but again, I don't. I make sure my kids get my wife a Mother's Day and all that, and we do something on Mother's Day. But I don't necessarily get my wife a Mother's Day card. She's not my mom.
Big mistake.
No, it's not.
Big mistake.
No, it's not. It's Mother's Day. I don't expect a card from her on Father's Day.
Really?
No.
Ooh, I would be mad.
I'm not her. Stop.
I would hold a grudge.
You would hold a grudge? Sure. If your wife didn't get you a Father's Day, but she made sure your little kids who can't drive to the store get. Isn't that the same thing?
What is it going
to
be? Some card they made?
But my point is this. The spouse has to get the kids in line to get the gift for the parent. Isn't that...
I would say, you two gentlemen, if you didn't get a Father's Day card on Father's Day, I'd be like, oh, yes, now I have an out, and I got a leg up. But chances are, Father's Day is after his Mother's Day. You would have already given the card to your wife the month before, and you're not going to remember that 11 months from then, so the damage is already done.
Damage is done, my friend. Right. Which, by the way, we come back next hour with our favorite game. Damage is done, my friend. But coming up,
these
quarterback contracts, man, they're going to look like they're going to be expensive this offseason. We'll get to that next. That's how Flyaway goes. It goes just in one channel. And
then
it goes to the other. Lenny Kravitz gets real fancy with the mixing.
No, but I.
Well, I know. You're I hope Mrs. Horde gets you a new set of headphones for Father's Day.
So, caveat. Now, Rob, we have a new addition to this dilemma that you guys say I'm so wrong with.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Just saying it's funny for a guy to say that he's got the best game in the room to say that, and yet as a married man won't get his wife a Mother's Day gift. It seems ridiculous.
Because it's my wife and not my mother.
Yeah. Women love gifts.
I know. And you know what? There's 364 other days to treat your wife well.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
Yeah, you're not doing. You're not. You. How many days are you rolling up with a gift though?
Her birthday.
Her birthday.
Christmas.
Valentine's Day. Christmas.
I do nice stuff for my wife. Sometimes she'll come home. Sometimes she come
home. Hold on. What? No one's saying you're not a good husband. I'm talking about gifts.
Gifts.
Like I've put thought into this. I went and got her a gift, for no reason other than she's gonna love this. All right. And the occasions you would do that are birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day.
Not Mother's Day.
There's a grand slam.
Not Mother's Day.
Hitting for the cycle.
Not Mother's Grand Day. Slam.
You want to just sit here.
You got Christmas.
You're like the Marlins. Never had to cycle in the history of your life.
The four majors.
Nope. Yep.
Yeah, Rory. You're like Rory. You're Rory McIlroy.
One master short.
You've never won the Masters.
Right. All right.
Mother's Day in a lot of ways, the masters of women's all gifts. Right.
But now here. So we had this conversation. I don't even know why we're having this. Here's what happened. Okay? So my son is my stepson.
Yes.
So I've been in his life since he was like 4 or 5.
Yes. Doing a lot more than BD, let's just say.
So,
you know.
I asked,
waltz in and you use Leroy's grill, real bold.
I asked Tobin, right? I said, hey, when we were dating, was I required to get her a Mother's Day gift? He said no.
No.
I'm like, what changed?
You should, I mean, it's not out of the realm to, like, if you've been dating her a while, like, how long were you guys dating before you got married?
5 years.
Okay, 5 years. I would say by year 3, not out of bounds to do something like a happy Mother's Day, get her some Mother's Day flowers, something like that. But until you guys are all under the hub of marriage, then I would say, yeah, probably time to step it on up, especially once everybody's got United having Rebecca here as sister and the whole little nest, the whole little horde nest. I would say, yeah, it's time to up the game of gift.
I ain't buying it.
All right. Listen, you and I are never going to see eye to eye on this.
Nope.
Just never going to happen.
Not going to happen because you get your wife a Mother's Day gift,
yes,
and she's not your mom.
You can also add today and tomorrow before the All-Star break resumes, and this would be a good time to do something nice for your wife the next couple of days.
You ever heard
before the basketball starts.
Yeah, but you ever heard the term happy wife, happy life?
Yep.
That doesn't happen. Well, that rule doesn't ever really apply until you have kids. I've never heard of such a thing because you want to know something? When you don't have kids, when's your wife not happy? Like, normally all the angst is caused by these little bastards rolling around there, you know, with all their demands that they give you, all the things that they press upon you. You got to study. You got to take them to Girl Scouts. You got to take them to soccer. One kid wants, you know, my son wants you to build a fort. It's like the attention gets divided all left and right. So I think that when you say that you're giving them a Mother's Day gift, I feel like it's you're saying, hey. I appreciate what you do with these little rascals who are trying to tear us apart limb from limb.
I'm very appreciative.
I know you're, but it's sometimes nice to show it.
Okay.
Especially on Mother's Day. Okay. Just try it this year. Hey.
Uh-oh. Here's more jackasses
couldn't you.
Couldn't
you just try it?
I get my grandmother and sisters for Mother's Day. It's all about the love, baby. Good for you. Why don't you just hose all the women down with Mother's Day gifts? And let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You hosing down all of South Florida to anyone who's a mom with gifts.
Yeah.
How does that make your mom feel? Does that make her feel special? Okay. Because it makes her feel like one of the other broads.
What does that matter?
One of the other ladies.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
You just gotta, no, you gotta.
No.
It's gotta be a level.
I want my mom to feel special on Mother's Day because you have been with her longer than any other woman. Mm-hmm. So I make her feel special on Mother's Day because that's my mom.
What is there, a limit on your special? You have a limit on your feel good that you can dole out?
If you spread it too thin, it makes your mom feel less special.
No.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Oh, so now you're keeping secrets on Mother's Day because you know.
What's
you
secrets?
Know right because you better not tell your
grown
mom.
Grown man, it's my
wait,
business.
Do you tell your mom, oh, I hose down everybody for Mother's Day?
I don't hose down everybody for Mother's Day, but I'm not a dummy.
Okay, do you tell your mom what you got your wife for Mother's Day?
I don't tell her, but she knows I get her something. You want to know why? Because I'm a normal husband.
That doesn't know.
I think she just assumes I got her something for Mother's
Day. Once I called my mom on Valentine's Day, she told me it was weird. You know, because Valentine's Day adds
He called his mom on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is like happy time day. You do the right things, happy time. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure who you call in and giving that special Valentine's wish to.
I get my kids Valentine's Day gifts.
Okay, that's your kids. They just like, that's different. That don't count. I get my daughter one. That's different.
You didn't get your son one?
No. Man, he's 20. He's a grown ass man.
I give my son some gummy worms for Valentine's
Day.
Okay.
What is he, 4?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
He didn't open the card.
No, of course not. Of course not.
We'll get you caught up on what went down South Florida sports yesterday. Robbie has your headlines for you coming on up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.